I think the key is you have to allow each other to be who you are. You can't control the other person because everyone will cope with things in their own way, and they'll need what they need in order, to get through things. So, for example, I didn't realise that before he was due to go away, I would slowly detach myself. So I didn't realise this. I became more distant, probably became more challenging, and it was almost like this. It's going to sound really strange, and I don't know if other people would be able to relate to it. But if I didn't like him very much when he left, that would be easier for him to go.
Okay.
So I think many years later, I wish I'd seen this before. I did see a book that explained this kind of emotional response and how we will detach ourselves. And I suppose that was my way of coping. My way of coping was to detach myself from the situation and focus on what mattered, and that was the needs of my children when their dad was away and how we would kind of manage that. So, and again, this can sound really awful when I look back now, but we didn't do things such as write each other like Valentine's Day cards if he was away, or birthday cards. We didn't do those things. And I'm wondering if maybe that's why we did ultimately cope with it so well, is because we just cut ourselves off and got on with it.